The Sounds of Silence, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. This is National Stamp Collecting Month. I don't hear any fanfares or cheers, do you? What happened? National Stamp Collecting Month began about 25 years ago, sponsored by the Council of Philatelic Organizations, the nation's biggest stamp collecting societies, plus the Postal Service. COPO disbanded long ago, and one by one, the other groups seemed to become more interested in promoting and preserving themselves than in promoting stamp collecting. Until this year, though, we could usually count on a kids-friendly stamp issue. Reptiles, creepy crawlies, constellations, and so on. This year? Nothing really. The Postal Service recently issued snowflake stamps, its annual non-religious holiday stamps, and Florida wetlands, part of its annual Nature of America series. Nothing specifically for children, though, and what about adults? But who dropped the ball on National Stamp Collecting Month? And can we do better next year? That's Stamp Collecting This Week. I'm Lloyd DeVries, CBS News.